We're all here for the love of it. We're not making enough to not love the game.
Love. It's not the first word that comes to mind when watching the rough and tumble game that is minor league hockey.
It's bang 'em, clang 'em, fights.
But for play-by-play announcer Chris Erickson and forward Tom Tracy, love is what keeps them coming to the rink, wherever that sheet of ice may be, in fading arenas in minor league towns.
The long bus rides are bad, but I mean, 17 hours is the longest we do. And at the end of the day, you know you're sitting in the bus for 17 hours, so you get used to it. And then you get to go play hockey at the end of it. It could be way worse.
Honestly, it's pretty grinding on the body, on the mind. You know, it's a pretty long season. The hardest parts are the road trips where you got 4 games in 4 days and, you know, you're covering about 3 different states.
For Tracy and defenseman Jeff Sanders, life on the move has become an accepted reality as members of the Berkshire Battalion.
I mean, you got guys from Ukraine on our team, Russia, Serbia, Czechoslovakia, and Slovakia. So, I mean, we cover pretty much all of the world, so, but we feel like we've known each other our whole lives, so it's pretty unique.
Give it to him, he can get dumped in.
They're going to fly at this D every time, though. You know what I'm saying?
Sanders, a California native, was in Germany before he found himself in North Adams, Massachusetts this fall, trying out for the newest 6-club Federal Hockey League team.
You know, it's pretty much the starting level of pro hockey, semi-pro hockey. You know, a lot of us are looking to move up in the different leagues, you know, to progress our careers. But it's a good place to start, you know, get looked at so that maybe next year you can get a tryout, you know, in the Southern Professional or the East Coast Hockey League. So, you know, some of us have just, you know, graduated college, some have played pro in other leagues, but this is kind of a, you know, a central point to start so that you can better your career in the future.
The league spans from Danville, Illinois to Danbury, Connecticut and up to Watertown, New York. Having just beaten the Wolves of Watertown in North Adams Saturday night, the battalion loaded up the team bus with gear still wet with sweat from the night before, destined to close out its inaugural season with a Sunday afternoon game in the upstate New York City. The first stop of the morning includes pumping $200 of gas and then the 4-hour trek in the rattling bus with duct tape keeping overhead compartments closed includes another stop for lunch, Chipotle.
I got a bowl, please. How's it going?
From there, it's a straight shot to the Watertown Ice Arena with most of the players trying to sleep in the cramped seats while others talk to friends and family on the phone listing the latest itinerary. Arriving about 1 hour before they hit the ice, currently occupied by kids no older than 10 years old, the players stake out a stall or at least a folding chair in the crowded visitors' locker room where dance music drowns out the dripping showerheads. Once laced up, the team heads out for a pregame skate and shoot, loosening up their legs from the bus ride while the goalies take shots in net between stretching sessions. After the players head back into the locker room, the Zamboni comes by to shine up the ice before faceoff. Coaching this game is Vadim Guskov, a forward who was injured earlier in the year.
I had a pretty good year, but I finished my regular season with 2 games against Watertown, 0 points, -2, and a broken finger. I don't feel any satisfaction. I want to be on the ice with you.
He tries to energize the team by recalling the play of shifty goal-scoring forward Martin Unok the night before when they beat the first-place Wolves. It wasn't his first league goal, but it was a goal he paid the price for.
Digging it with a shovel in front of the net, receiving punches to the face and putting it home.
His first North American goal.
Also behind the bench is Mike Kurtzy McCurtain, a 6'4" defenseman who was injured earlier in the season.
That feeling of being in here, this locker room, with these boys strapped on this pad, going to battle, it goes away as you get older. A lot of you boys, I hear talk, going to camps. You're focused on tomorrow. Great, camps, what you're doing for the summer, how you're going to train. My message to you boys, there's plenty of time for tomorrow. This is about your name, who you are, and your brother's name sitting next to you in this locker room. So have
fun. One by one, the players make the walk from the locker room by the rink's lobby and concession stand to step onto the ice. After the Canadian and American national anthems, it's puck drop.
Go
Down 1-0 after period one, the battalion locker room is practically inaudible during the first intermission. Showing a little bit more life than the first period, the battalion put a goal on the board in the second.
Hey, way to take the hit, Trace.
Nice feed, Taz.
They're doing a good job of getting one guy in my lane, one guy in your lane. We got to spread them out and work a two-on-one off the side.
Followed by two more in the third, a period where after playing each other for four straight games, frustration comes out via hits and fists between the two teams. In the end, Watertown put six pucks past Berkshire goalie Louis George.
Watertown goal!
Noted by public address announcer Brian Hunziker and play-by-play man Chris Erickson.
He's playing the last game of a long season. He's down the short end. It might be time for him to get a cup of coffee and head to home. Send in the relief pitcher. Hold on to it, and that's going to be the end of the game.
After the game, a few of the players fortunate enough to have friends or family in the area meet them in the lobby or catch up with opposing players who may have been teammates sometime in the past. The others, like Dmitry Entepin of Russia, just load up their gear and get back on the bus.
Yeah, it's not easy, but, you know, I've been away for quite a bit, you know, this is my, like, sixth year in the United States. I played a year of juniors on Cape Cod, then I went to college here at University of Massachusetts Dartmouth. So I've been away for quite a bit, so I mean I'm kind of used to it, I guess. I still go home once in a while, like at least once a year for a few weeks. So it's not easy, but you know, it is what it is.
Grabbing snacks at a nice and easy gas station after the game seems like small peanuts for Martin Unak. The 5'8" forward was captain of Slovakia's national U-20 team.
I was talking with my agent, and he told me that option is go to North Adams, to Berkshire Battalion, and I was like, okay, I want to try it.
Unak barely spoke English 5 months ago, but after living in close quarters with 16 teammates, he's getting the hang of it. He says English was something he thought could help him in life as he finishes his degree in sports and recreation. As the bus rattles back to North Adams with the season over, the future is uncertain for many of the players. So why go through it all? Moving across the country or even the globe to sit through long bus trips? Living with 16 other guys you've never met in a total of 9 apartments, all while getting paid about $200 a week? For Tom Tracy, the scrappy forward from outside of Boston who played for Framingham State, the real question was, why not?
I said I'd give 1 year to see what I can do, see if I can make it, see if I can keep playing hockey. I almost took it as a year like backpacking. I mean, I knew I wasn't going to be making much money. I knew it wasn't a career move, but I could spend 8 months and see if I could make it as a professional. And so far it's working out, and hopefully I get another year out of it.
Maybe it is the shot at another level like the East Coast or Southern Professional Hockey League. Or, as Antipin explains, maybe it's that whole love thing. And the desire to not let it slip away just yet.
I might not have a shot in the, you know, making it to the NHL anymore, but I just wanted to, you know, give it a shot, see what I can do. You know, I still, you know, I just graduated, like I wanted to give it a year or two, maybe try to play hockey and see how it goes before I just, you know, legit settle for life, you know, because once you settle, you know, there's no way of coming back. And I knew, I mean, if I just give up right away, I'll miss the game. You know, I'll be missing it. I'll be miss playing hockey. So I just wanted to give it a shot, I guess. You know, because obviously, you know, I love the game and I've been doing it my entire life. So it's kind of hard to give up, hard to stop. So I guess I was just trying to keep the dream alive.
16 hours and 440 miles since leaving, the bus pulls to the back of the rink in North Adams around 2 in the morning. The players grab their bags, sticks, and car keys and take off, just like any other day. Without fanfare, the bus drives off destined for Syracuse, where it will take a junior team to a tournament in Boston. For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis.